most vivid, most extraordinary event in a child's life is to see those white sheeted putty figures.
Yeah, I really think I remember them from something, and I know there have been two or three. There were two or three hangings in my lifetime, and Dad told about one. But I don't think he would tell me what it was. He may have blocked it out of his own mind. That, of course, since he was a lawyer, you see, and my grandfather was a lawyer, I asked him if he took part in it, and he said no, and I said, did you know that it was happening? Well, yes, but let him go on and do it. And one thing that Aunt Snow, let's see if I can remember this. I don't know whether you want this on tape or not. Won't you take it off tape?
It would be interesting, right?
I'm glad I don't remember the name of the family. Whatever happened to so-and-so? Oh, I said, Mom, Esno, wasn't he in the pen? They called it penitentiary, pen. For a while. Didn't I hear something? What? Oh, yeah, No, he never did go to the pen. Well, didn't I hear something that I remember? Oh, yeah, he shot a nigger one time, and what do you mean shot a nigger? Well, he didn't mean to shoot him. What do you mean shot him? He killed him? Yeah, I think he killed him. You know. Well, why? You know. Well, she said. Oh, no, it wasn't a nigger. It wasn't a nigger. This was another. This was a government man. What happened? Well, they came around and said they had to dip all the cattle. And he said he wasn't going to have his cattle dipped. And this man said, well, we are going to dip your cattle. So he just got his gun. And the man came and started to dip the cattle. And so he just shot him. And, well, Aunt Snow, didn't they put him in the pen? They didn't. No, she said. He didn't mean to kill him. He just shot him.
It's a subtle distinction.
But that, yeah, I had heard, you see. Oh, yeah.
But he didn't go to the penitentiary then.
Didn't go to his pen. But he was from a good family in Garland, across the road.
So good families just make mistakes, is that?
Yeah. The gun just lit.
To get back to childhood games, I forgot to ask you to put on tape what we talked about the other day about your hunkering down. Did that
hunkering down?
Yes. Sitting down.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
It sounded vaguely familiar, but hunkering down, it seemed to me, was a term not of a game, but of somebody who couldn't stand up straight, who wasn't feeling good, hunkering down. Now, it may be wrong.
Would be men sitting around in that?
No, that would be stooping down. Mm-hmm. If you sat down on your haunches, kind of, that'd be stooping down.
Stooping down, I see.
What time is it?
It's 4:35.
4:35? You know, and with this, we've been working for about 2 hours.
You talking to?
Mm-hmm. I just talk, and it comes in.
While we were at the store, you noticed that we had not a station, but a
depot.
We had a depot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where the trains come in.
We just covered an item here. The child tells tales.
Tattles, why he's a tattletale.
And you also mentioned the town newspaper, which is